right and the left. That's correct, you are.
Because you're living on a line. It's a linear expansion in this direction and the other one. It has infinite length but infinitesimal girth. Timeline Earth, only one dimension for you to meet your friends.
Zencaster classic. Dude, I don't know. I don't know what we want to do here other than
it's like
reflect.
A post-mortem.
Post-mortem. Post-mortem pre-introduction.
I really don't. I don't. I mean, an apology, I assume, would be in order. Guys,
it's
whatever happened yesterday when we were recording, we were all operating at different speeds, and the product that you're getting will either delight you or terrify you.
I don't know. I was listening back to it. It's nuts.
Yeah.
I don't know.
To cut to the chase, it's the worst podcasting podcast we've ever podcasted. I can absolutely say that.
It could be the worst. Structurally, the worst podcast ever made, probably.
It's like none of us were wearing headphones. Like we were just going.
I want to do an episode like that, Carr, where we just all talk differently into different streams and then put it together. It could work.
Yeah. I don't. Do you have any ideas of what went wrong? Why?
Okay.
Let me back up first here.
We're building this up to something most people are going to be like, it sounds the same as all your other episodes.
It sounds like shit, just like all your other episodes. There were two distinct times where I felt as though we had liftoff. Like we were flapping our wings and we were going to rise out of the bog. And then we just couldn't clear it. Just got
really?
Back.
Do you remember the times?
Not
I gotta tell you, I don't even really remember the episode.
Okay.
Okay. Like, I listened to it, I was in it, and I still can't remember what was going on. I think people are gonna be picking apart this episode for weeks, finding things in it. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, this was said.
it's awful. I usually, like, so the way that this usually goes for the listeners breaking the fourth wall is we get on and basically hit record and just blast through it. And at the end of the episode, like, I don't know what I've talked about. I don't know. We drop into the zone. And Bird and I, especially you and me, we've been doing this for 3 years. It's no problem. We just, it's like a switch. You just flip the switch. This one, the switch was fucking broken. And we could not.
Like, why was that? I think because Zencaster did this thing where they updated their service. And for whatever reason, on the updated version of this, now we're using Zencaster right now on the classic mode. And it's working just fine. But it wasn't working fine yesterday when it was on the new, cool, hipster mode. So I don't understand that. But now it's not, it's working fine, so we're here. But I think that's where the problems began yesterday.
It is.
Our preferred service wasn't working.
That's where they began, but the problems compounded. and I've been actually sitting in reflection. I did a little meditation this morning to see if I could get my bearings and understand what transpired last night. What happened was you said you were going to send the link up, and you did. And we all, again, usually it is just bing, bang, boom. We all click the link. We get in there and we go. And you just see that red dot. It's recording and we just go. This time I get in there. There's two things. Now there's two things different. One is it's a new platform. Two, it's got video. So I'm sitting there with Aaron. We both have video on. So we're having a little a video chat and you're not able to get in. So I'm stuck chit-chatting with Aaron. Video on for 15 minutes before the episode. I swear to God, I think that's what did it.
Oh, is that you guys already burned out half of your energy talking to one another before?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't identified exactly what, but probably, but that's that. Okay. That was so we had 15 minutes where you were not able to get in. We were on a new platform, and it had video. and me and Aaron were locked in chit chat for 15 minutes. I think that we exhausted a lot of our creative juices in that moment.
In the green room?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't have any creative juices at all.
Were you feeling flat yesterday?
I don't know what I was feeling. Once Aaron started doing the thing with the money, it just absorbed me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll find that out, listeners. It just absorbed me so into it. Like I don't know what he accomplished there, but whatever that was, that was really hard to, it was hard to breathe.
Yeah.
So this is good. I like that we do a podcast talking about our podcasts before we actually release the podcast.
Apologetics.
Is that what this is? Yeah. Yeah. I'm starting to think this is more of a preview.
Okay.
I don't know, to be optimistic about it.
I don't know. Hopefully that was a one-off. I mean, I hope that our blunders are at least enjoyable, but it
What if that was the beginning of a 12-episode skid?
Just a skid? We just can't break out of it. We can't break out.
We have guests on. We try everything. So you walk your dog today? And they're
we try everything. What? Everything under the sun. We just cannot break the skid. Can't break the slump.
Yeah. We have a triumphant one episode and then it goes back into another 12 episode skid. Yeah.
You know, a lot of people would say that we've been in a 200 episode skid, so I don't know.
Yeah. I found that out. We hit 200 episodes like 3 episodes ago or something like that.
Yeah. I think we broke it.
So, woo.
Yeah.
Hooray.
It would have sucked if this one was the 200th. Or some notable episode and we just can't do it.
it could be. I don't know. There was one moment in that episode where there was a perfectly placed awkward silence.
Yes, I remember that.
Oh my god.
It's
great. Yeah. God. I don't know. What's great is the episode is a piece of shit, but I kind of like it.
I haven't had a chance to listen to it, but it was one of those where I was like sweating the entire time. I felt like I was in a war of attrition. I am determined to get into the groove. But then if you are determined to get into the groove, you're never going to get into the groove. So I
never going to get into the groove. Yeah, we were all out of the groove. I'm maintaining our position that we simply say that we were drunk.
Okay.
Yeah, we were drunk for this episode.
That is an interesting dynamic, though. I think that if one of us, even one of the three of us, is in a groove, that one person can pull the other two into the groove. So, and
Aaron
usually
pulled me into something.
Aaron pulled me and pushed me and beat me and then replaced me back into my chair. I think it was just one of those coincidental things where all three of us were completely out of it. The interesting thing is that I don't know. I didn't feel like I was going to be out of the groove. It wasn't like when I was coming when I was
logging
in.
Yeah, you didn't go into it without any.
I was like, "This is going to be another great episode." And then Aaron goes on a tirade about Joe Biden paying him his fucking money. I don't even know if I want
to. It has to be one of the wildest things that I've ever heard. And you know what really threw me off is because we were doing Zoom. I don't know if I explained this in the episode. I don't remember.
Yeah, you can
because
see
we're doing Zoom, I could see the determination in his face.
Yes, and it's exactly how he sounds. Like, it's very just...
It's super, super matter of fact. He really wanted that money. Like, he was very serious. And it was his seriousness. Like if Joe Biden was in the room with him, Joe Biden would have said that he was assaulting him. Like, it was physically almost violent. And if you could see that manifest on the video, it was just a little too much.
That was bonkers. That's the other thing, too, is that we were on Zoom. I feel like I never perform well on Zoom. I hate Zoom.
You don't like being seen.
No, I don't mind being seen. I just don't
like Zoom. You fear you have a body dysmorphic problem, Carr. Yeah. You fear.
That's what throws me out of the groove.
Is it when you're on Zoom, you're constantly going, okay, they're going to say I look like Ted Bundy.
When are they going to say it? When are they going to say it? When are they going to say it?
And it always, that's what throws you out of your groove. It always throws you out.
But nobody ever says it, but I'm always paranoid that they are. Yeah, but they're going to say Ted Bundy again.
Ted Bundy, fucking, you go on a Crime Solvers episode and you're really nervous about it.
And I'm completely, like, they have to call on me like 3 or 4 times to get me out of it, like, every time they want me to talk. Like, oh, yeah, no, I'm doing fine. Ted Bundy, they're going to fucking say
that. Yeah, you're out, completely out of it. Yeah, that's what this episode felt like. The whole episode felt like waiting for the Ted Bundy.
It was, man. So, I don't know.
It was a guy yelling about it, money. It's the Ted Bundy.
It's something else. So, I don't know. I don't even know if it deserves any more than what we've just given us.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. I think we just needed to buy the extra 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. We quit early because
we quit early. We did. We quit about
I think we
5
all right,
minutes
we gotta wrap
too
this up.
Early. It's. I don't think it's our shortest full episode.
Oh shit!
But it's gotta be episode 2 or 3 up there. It's really up there. I could check the stats next week.
It literally it was the equivalent of like lifting, and you're determined to do 3 sets of 10, and you just walk off after the second set. You're just like, I don't even fucking want to do that.
There was nothing to talk about. There was nothing to talk about. And you know what? I feel so bad, but also it's really funny, is you prepared what you're supposed to do for the show. Like, you prepared your whole talking points thing, and we just shit all over it.
Yes, and I think I tried to bring it up a few times, too, and you guys would just plow through.
Dude, we looked at the chart. We're like, it says this on it, and then just didn't talk about the chart for the remainder of the session. It was really crazy what we did.
I was like, nervous anyway, looking at that the whole time. But that's that.
It's just so that the listeners can pay attention to all the things that they're gonna hate about this episode.
I think that they can enjoy it if they go in knowing that we're all struggling. Like, this is almost like the torture, the Patreon torture like thing, where like they can derive some pleasure out of the fact that all of us are completely out of our element, sweating and scrambling to try to get back into our element, and can never do it.
What's gonna be crazy is if we manage to now do an episode with the Hot Peppers and like do it well.
do it
flawlessly, because this episode is what that episode should have sounded like, but we completely normal, totally crazy. Normal state. Let's put the hands on the wheel and let's get into it. No use. Disaster.
Big one.
I took the time to put together a bunch of shit for this episode, and then my impromptu having to restart the computer in order to see whether or not Zencastr would work actually made me delete all of my shit that I prepared.
Nice. We're in the belly of the beast.
The file. We're here. Fine. Feeling like Fagcast days.
It's a throwback episode. It's throwback.
I don't like it. Yeah, your voice, Chris, sounds particularly baritone today. In a good way. Not unusual.
In a good way.
Sounds like you. Okay. It just sounds boisterous today.
Okay. Aaron, I'm feeling boisterous.
I'm doing all right. I got my fucking moose shield up, my fucking Bullwinkle bulwark, so don't try me, motherfucker.
Why? What's going on today? Are you all right?
I'm just fucking waiting for it.
Oh, you're waiting for it.
Same as every other day. Just waiting for the moose.
Did we do anything in particular to make you think we were going to moose you extra today?
No, it's the fact that you haven't done anything in particular that I got my guard up.
This is slow creeping paranoia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it might be from the crack too.
Okay. You're developing symptoms of anxiety and yeah, I understand. It happens. It happens to the best.
Did you get my show notes? Did you get my show notes, Bird?
I didn't get your show notes. My God, it's been a real problem today, Carr.
Yeah. Well, I only sent out like 5 minutes ago. Not good.
Where is it? Oh, well, you were... sent them. Here we go. Yeah. Let me pull it up. This is what is this? You got a chart on the? Oh,
that
man.
Is.
I refuse to look. Yeah. I'm not looking.
Well, he's got a chart on the show notes, Aaron. What is he trying to do to us?
Chart.
We went took it up a notch.
Corporate once before.
Nice, Fred. The chart says Fred.
The Fred chart.
It's from the
Financial
Reserve.
The Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. I know a lot about this stuff. Okay. Yeah. All right, Carl.
Well, now you know more because I got a chart.
You got a chart. I took the time of compiling a bunch of racist Rush Limbaugh quotes and then running And then running them through an AI and then making more racist Rush Limbaugh quotes.
Yes.
Cool. That got deleted. That's the problem. Oh, that got deleted.
Wow.
It did. I might be able to track some of them down, but like in
cock
my...
tease.
Yeah, I don't know, man, because now we're on Zoom and we got a time limit. I feel very creatively stifled.
Yes, it does feel stifling in here.
Isn't that weird? And I don't know if your audio is going to come out as well as it does on Zencastr. And on Core, I'm like feeling like disheartened.
Mm. If it's any consolation, I recorded my last Boys Town on Zoom. Used the audio track and, you know...
That's not, it's not consoling at all. It came out like dog crap. So you know what?
Yeah, but you're talking about the content. I'm talking about the audio quality.
You know what?
Man.
Oh, man. All right. I'll hold out hope then. I'm really cheesed. I got to tell you, I'm cheesed off. Let me see.
Yeah. Because
I lost all these Rush Limbaugh quotes and some, oh, they were actually entitled Trump quotes. That was the other thing that I tried to put together with some Donald Trump quotes.
You lost everything.
Man, I did. I lost a bunch. You know, I realized, oh my God, today is Wednesday.
Now you know how I feel when my studio got burned down.
8 a.m. on a Wednesday. We walk into this studio room in our...
Yep. What is he doing?
Just the sense of loss.
Yeah. What is he doing?
I don't know.
Let's see. What's he up to?
I don't know.
Well,
who's breathing deep like that? What's going on, Aaron?
That's not me.
No, that was me. That was me.
That was a sigh.
I'm settling in. Yeah. I'm settling in. What are we, boys? What do we want to talk about today?
I don't know.
I
want to
talk about. I know what I want to talk about. I want to talk about where the fuck is my money.
Where the fuck is your money? What your stim check or what?
Is my money? I'm hearing all of these great things that President Joe Biden's doing. He's really changing things up over there. He's you know, giving a couple million dollars here, a couple million dollars there. And all I want to know is where the fuck is my money?
Where's Aaron's money? That's what we want to know.
Where is it? It's not in my hand.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't. I don't even know what.
I'm glad. I have
this suspicion that we should just wrap it up right now. And just upload it. A long intro, whatever the hell that just was, and then just beep it on out of there. And good night. Good night, everyone.
Oh,
you got a 5-minute TLE this week.
Dude, that would be incredible if we were just like, you know what, we're out. And then we release that, and then we don't post for another 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Or if you two left the Zoom meeting, but I kept going,
asking where your money is.
Where's my money?
It's not in my hand. Where's my fucking money? It's not in my hand.
$2,000, man.
Like,
dude, that was, I don't know.
There's a proportional relationship. For the longer I go, the more likely I am to drop an N-bomb.
It's going up.
This is the ground.
I have tears in my eyes. There were a couple of awkward pauses back there that were
really priceless, really ideal.
Speaking of money.
Oh God.
Speaking of money, Aaron, are you going to try and dig us out of this grave? Let's hear what you got. Speaking of money, go.
Yeah, speaking of money, I heard we have a Patreon set up.
We've got a Patreon set up, but we haven't been able to. I can't get my nuts delivered to my house. That's the problem.
Oh yeah. All right. Good way to get us on topic for something, so I can get the tears out of my eyes. That was, by the way, probably my favorite 5 minutes of recording ever.
I feel like we hit a patch of black ice, and I was just in free spin for 5 minutes. I have no idea what it was.
It was pure chaos.
That's me
it was great.
Flash freezing the ground under you.
It was yes, really, really. It was like
incredible.
A banana peel.
I don't know what we harnessed, what energy that was there, but that was perfect. All right.
Okay.
So, yeah, what is going on? We could do this from, Car, your experience to the noble Ted Cruz's experience here. So, what the fuck is going on over in Texas land? And what, like, when did it start?
Well, we had some cold weather, as you may have heard on the news last week. Some chilly weather rolled in along with some wintry mix. Snow, ice, etc. It came in and, you know, it kind of disturbed life as we know it down here in Texas, in the Republic of Texas. And I'm still not getting Amazon packages. So I'm supposed to get the nut delivery on February 26th.
This is not like you, Carr. All right, hold on. I'm going to go over to the cabinet. Give me a second.
Has the fact that your Amazon deliveries are now interrupted, does that make you question all of your core beliefs?
All right.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I find myself moving further and further left and up.
Nice, man, I feel like we're in a vortex. This is fantastic. Here, so I got these right here, boys. Take a look at this package.
You got the nuts.
Yeah. This is it. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, those who this
Can
episode
you smoke them?
Shelby, you'll find out. I'll give you some nuts to smoke. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here appealing to you by torturing ourselves, right? Is that what we're doing? That's what we've decided that we're doing. We're just whores, right? We sell our emotional response to people.
And our bodies.
Yeah, physically. Physically, yeah. So this is it's called the Death Nut. So I got a DM. I believe all of us were included in the DM. From
you ever
Steppy?
Had a death? You ever had a Death Nut?
We'll find out. We're gonna have five of them in here. There's five Death Nuts in here. There's
one
five.
In every ten.
It's a bag of five.
All right, hold. Would you just? Oh my god!
How much
god,
does that
guys
cost?
Guys are like.
It was actually a lot of money. It was like
Steppy.
$10.
Steppy, thank you for recommending to us.
Steppy, did you have us pay $18 for five nuts?
The new Death Nut. The new Death Nut. I'm gonna open the package.
Okay.
All right. So what it is? All right. Oh my god! I swear to God, whiff you. What is this? Sesame seeds? What the fuck are these? All right. So anyway, it's a thing, right? What you do is it's a game. It's called the Death Nut Challenge, V2. This is the V2 of it. Is you're not allowed to eat or drink food until the completion of the thing. You got to chew the entire contents of each level for 15 seconds. Then you got to wait 60 seconds before advancing to the next level. After doing that, you endure a 5-minute burn and then see who completes the challenge. So you don't got to swallow it. How it works is there's these... I can only describe them as like, you know how gum, like I don't know. It's really hard to explain. Do you know how, like enamel, like Listerine? I don't know what gums there are in existence, but they come in that tinfoil package. You know the tinfoil package?
Yeah.
No, dude.
You,
wait,
you
what?
Put... Car. How much crack? How much crack did we do?
Not enough.
You know,
not enough or too much.
The gum that you push through the tinfoil package and like,
yeah, oh yeah, like yes.
So that's
okay,
how the
back,
death nut
back.
Looks. That's how the
okay.
death
oh,
nut.
Oh wow!
Is
so
organized.
It's like sealed.
Oh, it's oh baby, it's sealed between 1 and 5. There's 5 levels. Getting started, warming up. It's getting real. Pain sets in, and the death nut. And it appears that there's a number of nuts in each category from different heat levels. You get there's like 6 nuts in each one of these little packages that you squeeze through the tinfoil. And you chew all of the nuts all at one time at that level for 15 okay. seconds. Then you can swallow or spit as you please. And then you got to suffer the pain.
Okay.
By the time it gets to the 5th nut, and again, we'll explain this more in detail in the episode as we embark on the quest. But it goes from your standard Carolina Reaper to the 2X Carolina Reaper Maruga Scorpion is the final version. 15 million Scovilles. That translates to a hot load of shit. So that is what we have in store for us as far as, and good segue, Aaron, as far as the Death Nut Challenge ahead of us, except you can't get your nuts because snowstorm. So, well, the snowstorm that's affecting you and not me, of course. We're all here in the studio in the Bronx, but of course you got to get your packages through Texas first, and it's just a very convoluted...
It's like a VPN. Really,
yeah, it's a VPN, precisely.
Physical.
So that's... Are you looking forward to that?
No, not at all.
Really? Not even a little bit?
What
do you,
no, it's going to be
What do you think we should talk about? Do you think we should field, like, frustrating questions from the listeners?
Yeah, that would be great.
Like, specifically frustrating questions. Mm-hmm. We'd have to figure out what really frustrates us if we were going to recommend something like that.
You know what frustrates me?
Yeah, well, a lot of things frustrate you. It's actually amazing to see how many things do frustrate you.
Just send him not having his money.
not having my motherfucking
money. Where's my money,
dude? Don't pull me back in. See, the other thing is, there's a the problem is when we do it on Zencaster, I'm looking at the screen. I'm not looking over at my co-host here in the studio. But in Zoom, I have to look at him through a camera, and he's really serious when he said what you're saying. The way you're saying that is so serious; it's really frightening how serious you are about your money. I've been wanting my money before, but you seem to really want your money.
I really want my money.
Yeah, your $2,000 or your $1,400. I think we're at
Whatever it is. I just want it.
Yeah, I do too, and I haven't gotten any yet. I do too, and I haven't gotten any yet.
Been a lot of talk about money. No money.
Oh my lord!
I'm adding a cocking the gun sound effect to that one.
A lot of talk about money. Still don't have my money.
Money. I hope the FBI guy who listens to this show is going, oh, I don't know, what are they, like, they're bordering on, like, some sort of a catastrophe here.
Is this all we need to de-radicalize them? It's just money?
Just not give them money? Yeah. Offer them money and then retract it?
Oh, dude.
All we gotta do is print the money? That's kind of an incredible revelation. Like, we help them break that. Like they figure it out. Wow, in order to stop all the problems, we just give people more money? And they figure that out through us?
Yeah, but not in a gay Andrew Yang way. Like,
well, why not? What if that's the way? Well, what's gay about it? What's gay about Andrew Yang's way?
It's the messenger. It's not the actual money. The money.
Yeah. Oh. You wanted to be cloaked in a message.
Yeah. I want it to be like, you know, here's your $1,488. I'll be like, all right.
Why? Yeah. Yeah. All right. So it's always got to be attached to a meme. See, what's weird is, Aaron, I think it's because it's free money, so the cost has to come from some other way. You know, to you, I think you need that. You got to get out of this cost mindset.
Just give us
the money.
When I get my money, I want it to be like, all right, based, instead of all right.
You're worse. You are actually as bad as any regular Prague bourgeois liberal, because that is precisely the calculation that they make. Yeah.
I want the aesthetics.
All right, based. All right, base.
So you're basically, you are just a dirtbag leftist. In like it's what you like. You just are. Well, you basically want your money, but also it's gotta bother people when you get it, because that's a key way of the way you do business. Is it's gotta be primarily bothering people, but while you get your free money,
it's the equivalent bothersome
payment.
It's like when everybody bothersome. Says, oh, you know what? I'm gonna buy a lot of guns and ammo. Like, that's how I feel, except I'm going to, like, pay rent.
This episode is going to have no value to anyone outside of us.
I love it. This is really, it's reminding me of the early days when it was just us.
Oh, my God.
Ah, the good old days.
I don't
having any content whatsoever.
I feel like the Andrew Yang way of doing it, where you just like, all right, everybody go check in the mail. It's like, first of all, nothing is, there's nothing happy about that guy. Andrew Yang is nothing. He's not happy at all. He's a freak. That guy really creeps me out, and a lot of weird emotions come up when I see that guy. His idea is still better than whatever, like, I don't know what, I get. It's like some weirdly intersectional way of the way you want to do it. His way is just better because it'll just get me the money, you know? You know how much money it'll cost them to put a show on? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm just envisioning Aaron standing on this doorstep, you know, the mailman's walking up the long driveway, and Aaron's staring down at him like Mac from Always Sunny, arms crossed, just kind of looking down, and he's got a check in hand, and he's walking up, and Aaron just is very reluctant to take the check until like the mailman points at like some dead guy that he just killed down the road, and Aaron's like, all right, based.
Oh my god.
Like, I don't care about the economic impact of it whatsoever. I care about material. Like,
but yeah. Yeah.
I think a lot of people can agree with that. Like,
I think everybody agrees with that. I think decidedly the print more money crowd has decided that they don't care about the economic impact either. I think that is probably a foundational belief for all of the people who want to print more money. Everybody. Gotta be. That's what the Great Reset is basically admitting. Right, is like, all right, we'll blow this shit up and then we'll start it over. I don't know. I want my money too. Oh yeah, you ready for USDC?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna be some good cash.
Yeah, it's not the same as like putting a stack of money in my hand though.
Yeah, you want the bills? Is that it?
That is the only reason why I oppose US dollar coin, because I want to feel that money in my hand.
Can't you base?
It is all a
story. All right,
it's really cracking into something about Aaron is that it's largely it needs to conform
it,
aesthetically
it
with
has
hurting
to be
someone.
It needs to have a cultural undertone.
Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah. You really are a Marxist. I don't know what happened to you, Aaron, but like in the span of time from when I started to know you to now, you've really become a Marxist. It's really interesting.
Yeah, it's the ANCAP to Marxist-Leninist pipeline.
Yeah, the very common and well-known
classic.
Pipeline.
You know, road well-traveled.
colloquially known as going backwards.
We lost another one in Marxist-Leninism.
Yeah. That's going around at the Hoppian boardroom meetings. we lost another one to a Leninist. How do we stop this? All these Hoppians becoming Leninists.
That's literally what happened.
Right.
What's going on with your boy up there, Birdo, with the impeachment?
Oh, I thought you meant Shil de Blasio. Well, he didn't get
your boy
impeached.
Cuomo.
Oh,
I thought they were talking about it.
Fucking that guy's a mobster. I don't know. I don't trust anything to do with that. I more so was thinking about talking about the Bill de Blasio thing. Did you see that?
No. What's going on with him?
So Bill de Blasio is going to rebuild New York City.
Okay, cool.
Let me pull this up on the old thing and now see the big problem issue here is that because this is Zoom, I don't really think I can play this for you, but basically what it was Bill de Blasio is going to try because you know Bill de Blasio helped close everything down and he conformed with all the closures, and so they blew up like 80% of probably the restaurants here and other private businesses and things like that, and so they're realizing, oh, that's a bad thing, so they got to bring stuff back. So they are starting a new culture program. So first of all, they got a guy appointed as the recovery czar, who is going to be responsible for New York's, our great city's recovery. It's going to involve, as far as I can tell from the advertisement, the thing that they put out about it, is it's going to involve a lot of dance moves and a lot of, money going to like culture programs, which is like a culture program car is like when you get naked and cry in the street and things like that. You know what I mean? But then you get the money. And so that is going to help rebuild, from what I can understand, it's going to help rebuild our economy by making us a freak show for tourists.
So like that's like your bedrock. That's your foundational layer that you're going to then start to construct the framing for the house on which that's, you know, and then it's upwards from there. So cultural kind of like crying in the street, sort of like dancing is that, and then just pat that down, tamp that down, pour your foundation. And then from there, you can start to rebuild what, you know, what restaurants, maybe bars.
$10 billion is doing exactly what you just described. Yeah, is going to be going to people who dance in the street. Yeah,
that seems. I'll be interested to track that. That'll be an interesting thing to track.
Right. I mean, as far as, like, here's the thing: is we could probably get some of this money because we've positioned ourselves as crack addicts, and we'll probably be in the hiring pool. You know,
need somebody to go out in the street and cry and get money for it. I'm your guy.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you'll cry out there for us and get this cash.
Tears of joy. This does seem like something we could exploit.
We probably could get a job being a street crier or something like that. Yeah, but that's the major plan. I think it's called State of the City or something like that, or Jumpstart or something like that. Yeah, so we are all going to be wearing like leather uniforms, as far as I can tell, and like bike shorts, leather bike shorts, and we're going to do cartwheels in the streets and legalize heroin, and that will fix all of our problems. Good?
Cool.
Booyah or what? Is that a booyah or what?
Yeah, I think it's a booyah.
Well, they already figured that one out. So, yeah, that's the plan. That's the public plan, as far as I can tell. That's what's going on in New York right now.
Are you guys – what's the state of affairs in terms of actual – like, are restaurants allowed to open?
We are now at 25% capacity for bars, and I think we're, like, maybe 25% capacity for restaurants, too.
Okay.
All of the great restaurants that have come back, such as large chains that never closed in the first place – and medium-sized chains that also never closed in the first place have come back full steam ahead. And it's great. It's really good. I take a lot of pride in the fact that I single-handedly helped keep a deli that I go to alive personally by buying weed off of the guy who runs the deli. So that's I like great. To think that I supported a local business.
American hero.
In an agoristic way as I stuffed sandwiches in my mouth. Eh?
That's great. I mean, that's what a business model, selling weed and sandwiches.
Is that a free market success story or what?
Circle of life. Yeah, that's great.
Something.
It's really something. Get you coming, get you going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do they have any, like, metrics for success? Like, when will New York be 100% recovered and they can stop giving us money?
Anderson Cuomo said recently that it would take until 2025 for the city to recover fully.
So that's when it stops?
I don't know when the people doing the naked cartwheels in the streets are going to stop and whether that will continue on beyond 2025. But it seems that 2025 is when full recovery is expected. And to answer you, no, I do not think we will be getting money until then because the city is currently broke. Like broker than broke to the point where the only reason they actually opened up anything, and I could cite sources here, is just because Cuomo was like, we're broke and we don't have any money, so we got to reopen. Yeah. So that's it's good to use the city's coffers as like as kind of like a siege. You know what I mean? And like one day you just give up. And it's kind of good to put yourself in that economic position for a nanoscopic cough problem. It's good to do that to the 8 million people that live in the city and the however million people that live in the state. It's a good idea to do things like that.
It's a model.
You gotta crack a few eggs to make an omelet, man.
We gotta tell people that we were drunk for this episode, okay? Can we do that? We gotta tell people we were drunk.
Oh,
no, because they know when I'm drunk.
The listeners can permit us one episode every now and then where the shit just hits the wall beforehand and we just go into free fall where we just go into it's 45 minutes of discombobulated free fall and then we just wrap it up.
Guys, this is our free pass. All right.
Yeah.
After this, no more.
After this, no more.
Man,
after this, we return.
Have our,
We're gonna bring the crier. We're gonna bring over this. After this, we're gonna bring the criers in. We're gonna rebuild our own foundation. Then we're gonna reopen up as a
right. Put our bike shorts on.
Put our bike shorts. Get the leather.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. Yeah, it's nuts. It's really crazy.
I would think a good metric for success is like when, you know, people aren't leaving there in droves. Like maybe like when it has a not horrendously negative emigration rate.
I think that if you're basing that judgment off of the fact that New York has a bad immigration rate, you have to consider the financial position of the amount of people in New York who just have the ability to leave the state whenever they want, as opposed to other places. Mm. Because, and I'll tell you, because I think what's funny is by 2025, 100% of those people will be back in New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. I don't think there's people permanently leaving. I mean, I guess I can't really go into why I think that, but in the housing industry, a lot of the people who are moving are just wealthy people, and they'll be back when the time allows for that to be the case. So I actually don't think that would be a good metric. But then again, if it was a good metric, I think by 2025, you'll see 100% of those people who left are now back. Like it's replaced that number. You know what I mean? Like as far as going out.
By enforcing not only effective immigration controls, but actually forcing people out, are they really the Hopians?
It's a great thought. I think they're more like Leninists. Well, that could be the pipeline too. But yeah, I do think that. Yeah, I think what's better? Listen, it's basically the free market in action, right? Because what is more resemblant of a free market than...
than New York City.
Yeah.
You're right. Now that I think about it, you're right.
It's a lot like the free market in action because there's booms and bus cycles, right? And New York City seems to go through a lot of booms and bus cycles.
And
it's
the street crime exactly market like... is in a boom phase.
Thank you for...
It's in a boom, yes.
Absolute boom phase.
Crying in the street and stabbing in the street are both in a twin boom phase.
A twin boom.
Fucking it's Jim Cramer. Bye, bye, bye.
But it's stunk.
2025, baby. That's all I'm saying. I'm not
2025. Being it'll be fine. Everything will be 2025. Fine in 2025.
In 2025, New York City will be back to where it was supposed to be in 2020. Good?
Cool. Sounds great to me, man. Uh-huh. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. Yep.
Sounds like a plan. We got any other stupid shit to talk about?
Yeah. I think we're gonna have some divergent opinions on this one, actually.
Okay.
So let's go back down to Texas.
Yeah.
I'm now. Thank God I'm reminded of this because I it's been bothering me all week. Ted Cruz.
My nemesis.
There's the Ted Cruz saga. Has been one of the most interesting sagas of February.
It's a ride, man.
It is. So let me recap. We'll start on whatever day it was where it began snowing. Mm-hmm. Where it began snowing. Maybe it was a Wednesday because it seems like every fucking major event happens on Wednesday. So probably Wednesday ago, maybe. I don't know. And Ted Cruz is at home with the 20 million other Texans who are hanging around at home because it's a snowstorm of what I understood to be less than a foot, but I'm not going to mock anybody because, you know, snow can be very frightening, I think, if you've never...
I'm going to mock you.
All right, well, he can do that. I'm going to be more diplomatic about it here as I crunch on some of these nuts. At some point, Ted Cruz's daughter decides... I want to go on vacation to Cancun and goes with a friend on vacation to Cancun. Mm-hmm. They see Ted Cruz going because he's a good father along with them to the on the plane. I keep getting confused because his last name is Cruz. Were they going on a cruise? I don't really know. They went down to Cancun. And then people saw him go down there and they got upset and they made him come back and now he's coming back and he can't have a vacation. I can't tell if he's telling the truth, that it really was only his daughter who was going, or if he got caught and isn't allowed to go on vacation now.
some of those, I will begin by saying, if you haven't seen some of the pictures of him in the airport, they are
powerful, absolutely fantastic
photographs. Yeah, he is wearing like, I don't even know, maybe olive green khaki shorts is mm-hmm. we're working with, and some like a polo. Like, and it was tucked into the khaki shorts. So, first of all, Carr, that being one of your delegates, what do you have to say for him and his fashion senses? How did you feel about his choices that day?
First of all, the fashion senses speak for themselves. Powerful peak male performance. I was tweeting about it. It was incredible. It's you don't really see somebody flex through a polo. Like
as
that.
Quite as much as he did. That's not right. As much as I he agree, did. And I agree with that. I was really impressed.
Now, with regards to his decisions that he made, I kind of veered off from maybe some more of the conservative or and liberal sides of the coin down here in Texas, where I was just happy to see him leave the state. I say, in a time of an emergency when we need to actually get things done, it's nice not to have politicians around mucking it up. And I don't really understand why everybody wanted him to come back. Get out and go enjoy your time down in Cancun. Let people, let the line workers work. Let the plumbers work. Let everybody work. And then come back. And if you need to throw a parade for yourself, throw a parade for yourself. But just leave everybody alone for a while. And man, I was shocked at how many people wanted him back in the state, and I virtually never want him back in the state. So it was a nice reprieve.
Wow, that's really interesting.
I think he missed a perfect opportunity to show some solidarity with his fellow Texans. I mean, he could have had people, you know, shoveling his driveway. He could have had, you know, people coming to sidewalk. He could have taken a lot of opportunities to get out there and talk to the people that do all these things for him.
Mm. Well, that's a good point. Yeah, he could be employing Texans. That's certainly a. Did you see the picture somebody took of him? He left his poodle back behind.
Oh my god!
Did you see this?
No, I didn't see the
photo. I don't even know if it's real. It was really funny. Somebody took a picture of his front door, and they were like Ted Cruz. I don't.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Oh, it is real. Oh, that's so weird. Oh, the poor dog looking at the fucking front door. Oh, God!
Incredible, powerful, very powerful.
Yep. Jesus,
that dog!
Wow, man!
That's based.
Oh, see, if he had said, "You know what? It's really cold.
It's really cold,
and I need to go.
I need to go." And that's how he sounds to me. I need to get out of here.
It's because he goes into politician voice immediately. Like anytime anybody asks him a question about anything, he takes this deep breath. His eyebrows arc up into like this tent formation, and then he like delivers it in this weird, like puppety, airy voice. It's gross.
Yeah, it's gross. Did you lose power, Carr?
No.
Oh, nice. Very powerful.
It's I think it blipped a couple of times overnight. What's interesting is I got texts like from people outside of the state, and everybody thinks it was like a nuclear bomb went off here, and like it didn't. Like I like everybody. I was hearing crazy things about Texas being here,
Texas
we're not
wiped off the map.
They just got wiped off the place. Looks like everything's like I have no idea. I never lost power. I went under a boil water nose for 2 days because some lines broke. But I have a free market problem. The state should be able to fix that.
It's a problem that the state can't fix things like that.
You know, it's interesting. Those rolling blackouts.
Yeah.
Apparently, I was reading. Apparently, like where Abbott was requesting federal permission to crank up more than what our environmental limits are for our natural gas and fossil fuel power plants, because they've regulated Texas down to up to 25% wind and renewable from I think 4% 10 years ago. And it got denied. It got denied by Joe Biden and Abbott, who I'm no fan of, but was like, hey, we're gonna have to do rolling blackouts if we can't crank up this, you know, the extra power that would violate EPA limits or whatever. And Joe Biden just turned him down. So it's like, it's really bizarre. People were like talking about how the Texas power grid. First of all, for how insane of an event this was, it was reasonably fine. I mean, I get that, like, it wasn't for some people, but for how absolutely bonkers the temperature was here relative to normal, that's what it was. It wasn't the snow and ice. It was the prolonged crazy temperatures that just Texas is not designed to handle.
Yeah. Your infrastructure.
Yeah, the infrastructure just isn't designed to handle it.
Cactus certainly wasn't designed to handle.
No. It's funny, man. I came back from my ski trip. I came back a day early to try to beat the snow. And I came in and my cactus was laying on the ground. Like, it's just flat laying on
no.
the ground. Dude, it's so brutal. I'll send you a picture. It's so sad.
You took the picture of it?
No, I haven't taken a picture, but I'll send you one. Okay. So then I start driving around my neighborhood and all the cactuses are just laying.
No.
Just dead. Yeah, dude, it's so sad, man.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
How many cactuses do you think died?
Global warming.
Or, wiped out?
Oh, all of them.
Yeah. Millions?
Yeah, man. Like
six?
Yeah.
Or is that a little god. Bit high?
Oh, that's based. A based amount of cactuses.
Yep. Now, are you going to get some money for that or what?
Oh boy, he's dragging me back.
Where's my money?
He's dragging me back in.
Oh, my fucking cactus money.
I can't handle it.
But at any rate, in summary, out of me and all of my friends, I don't know if anybody lost power for any significant amount of time. One of my friends lost water because the main broke out in front of his house, but that's it. I everybody's been like texting me and stuff like that, like doom, like it sounds like it's doomsday. Like it snowed for a while. It was really fucking cold and annoying.
Every time anything happens in New York, that's what happens. That's just how it feels. Anytime something happens in Manhattan, I'm like, yeah, it's 6 miles away. It's all good. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. Well, I'm glad you're alive. You know, I was like that whole time. I didn't even message you. Cause I was like, he's fine. That'll be fine. He's going to be all right. Even if he didn't have power, he'll be fine.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad. I mean, like I said, all the shipping and stuff. Like, I haven't seen Amazon out and about. Like, the roads were a real pain in the dick because what happens here is it ices and that just sucks. Like, it's so bad. And so what happened, both, we got two snow events. We got one on Sunday night and then we got another one on Wednesday, Thursday. And it was kind of flurrying all the way through the week and snowing all the way through the week. But each time there was like a half inch of ice that came down first and then it snowed on top of that.
Oh,
and
so your Subaru probably fucking munches through that.
Oh yeah, man. It was fun. Yeah. But it was slick, man. I mean, even for the soup, it wasn't like driving through Colorado, even deep snow. It was really, really, really slick.
I actually fucking kissed a curb the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Ted Cruz probably can help you out with that one.
Yeah.
Maybe. We don't know. That was the other weird part is like you think about they're angry about that. It's like, what's he going to do? He's like,
I don't know.
Said,
yeah.
It's like you said, Cars, like what actually go away and maybe things can get done. Yeah. Don't. Help. Don't
there's
help.
Nothing he's going to actually do. There's nothing he has the capability of doing beyond just helping his neighbors, I guess. But it's not like he's not even a state senator. He's a U.S. senator, right?
Yeah, he works for the federal government.
Yeah, so like, what the fuck is that guy going
to
do?
Let him go to Cancun.
Yeah, go to Cancun, dude. I don't give a shit.
I don't want him to go to Cancun, though.
Okay, we can go somewhere else. Where do you want him to go?
I don't know. I don't like the idea that he gets to go to Cancun. Just don't like it.
I could have gone to Cancun.
You can go. I don't have a problem with you going to Cancun. It's Ted Cruz that I have an issue with him going.
Yeah, people we don't like shouldn't go to Cancun.
That's what I really fully physically believe that. I fully physically believe that.
People, enemies of Timeline Earth are not allowed to go to Cancun.
Yeah.
And they got to give us money. Give us money.
Just give
Where's
us
my money?
Money.
Give us money. Give us,
it's not in my hand.
Give me the money.
It's not in my wallet.
It's not in my hand.
If there's any more reason to give us money than that we're going to torture ourselves with hot stuff, it is because we give us the money. Just give us that money.
We got a merch store too, right?
We do, and that's live. The website sucks. I'm still trying to build it, but the shop is live, and I actually have a new Timeline Earth logo coming, but I want y'all's logo. I can just upload an infinite number of shit to the shop, so I'm just going to keep uploading shit. Yeah, I've got the Signal cool. stuff up, but
I just want the money. Like, now I'm asking, okay. Now I'm demanding that you actually, you two personally give me the money. Now that we have a Patreon and a merch store, my hand, please.
Okay. All right. Well,
what kind of money do you want?
I want $2 space bills.
Jesus.
$2 space bills.
You know, I was looking into buying one of them. I'm really getting close, but I need a, we need something to do with it. Well, we need to do something with it. That's the only problem. We have to do something with it.
Pay rent with it.
I'm not going to pay rent with it. It has to be, something has to
your
be.
Your landlord would be fucking psyched.
The problem is, what is the first thing to do with it? Burn it, obviously. We can't burn it and record it. We can't do that. We're not allowed. They'll find us. They'll charge us.
I'm either going to pay rent with it, or I'm going to take it to my grave.
Yeah, but why? Yeah, but if you take it to your grave, then nobody else. See, I'm seriously was thinking about buying it, but this is the problem, is if we buy it, we can't do much with it, because you can't deface bills. It's legal tender. You can't do, and if you do deface it, not that I care about defacing it, but we can't show anybody we defaced it. You know what I mean? We can't, like, record it. We can't, if we put it out there, some narc will be like, they defaced federal property. You know,
to
this
be more
is
specific, Timeline Earth can't record us doing that. Boys Town with Aaron, however, that could be that could be my ticket to glory.
Do it. If you're the willing to do it,
can you imagine if we got into actual hot water with the feds for defacing currency?
If we actually got 72 versions.
Oh, that's man. That's based.
Listen to this.
Oh yeah,
currency image use rule 133. Okay, of all the rules that they have, it's rule 333. Whoever mutilates, cuts, defaces, defigures, or perforates, or unites, or cements together, or does anything to any bank bill, draft, note, or other evidence of debt issued by any national banking institution. That's
but
it's everything.
But Bird, at that time that was written, the founders could not have possibly foreseen $2 space bucks.
Yeah.
I'm an originalist. I don't believe it matters. It doesn't matter. You got to read it by what their intentions were, and we have to just apply their intent, these intentions of these 300-year-old cotton-growing monarchs. We have to apply their intentions to our current-day situation.
Well, regardless.
Any context. Yes.
Regardless of the context, we do have the merch store up. You guys got to send me, like different versions of your logos and shit.
Oh, my God. But I'm doing the hot peppers. It's a lot. It's a lot of work to be a content producer.
Oh, man.
You like that?
That is a clip right there. Holy shit.
Yep.
God.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying.
Well, anyway, the shop is live, even though the whole website sucks right now.
So, audience. Those of you that are listening still,
give me money. Those of you that are listening still, still, are you an
audience? Do we have any listeners still?
Obviously, you have patience, but do you have money?
This is what we call this is what we call a weed out course. This episode is a weed out course for the listeners.
Dude, that's probably what we should say, is that number one, we are drunk, and number two, actually this one was just to test the listeners for their loyalty. That's what it
test
was.
The winner.
That's all it was.
Christ.
Yeah, we can't burn it. I want to burn it. We just can't. Anyway, that should serve to be the end of that discussion. Here's the problem with the Zoom call. I also don't know how long this has gone on for. Anyone have any ideas?
No clue. It's just
I got a.
This is a mess.
I got a dialogue box saying that we have unlimited minutes now. Did you did you pay them money?
No, I think they did the thing that they always do.
Oh. What's that? Threaten you? Threaten you to cut you until you actually do it? Then they're like, actually, we weren't serious.
Yeah, they're like a loving father. Yeah. Something like that. Yep.
If you don't start contributing to this household, I'm going to kick you out. And then 2 years later, when you're still unemployed, you're still in your fucking room.
Yep.
That one cuts deep. Podcast. That one cuts deep. It cuts deep for sure. It definitely cuts in a certain area.
I didn't even mean to cut deep, but I'll take it.
Based.
yeah, very powerful. It's a powerful situation we've gotten ourselves into today. Listeners, email me at birdercus@timelineearth.org. Do that.
No, it's bird@timelineearth.org.
Oh, yeah, do that. Send it.
Or email both of them.
Yeah, why are you making me do the work? Just send me an email about how you're feeling today. How's that?
No.
A little interactivity with the listeners. Car, we're trying stuff. Car, we're trying stuff. Car, what's the problem with trying new things? Our listeners are people. You know, they want to be felt.
They're fucking animals.
No. I mean, some of them are probably wouldn't even be upset about the label. But yeah, listen, I'm trying new things, Car. Get it?
Do we want to talk about what?
I wanted to try posting the fucking Zencaster link on the timeline. Uh-huh.
Oh my god.
Seeing what'll happen.
You can do that for Boys Town.
No, one of these episodes I'm going to get you.
Okay. No, yeah.
the infinite moose.
The moose that just infinite.
The moose noise at the beginning of the creation of the universe. Echoing infinitely. We are simply its echoes.
Yeah,
fine. All right, what do we want to talk about, Cor? What else you got on the agenda over there?
Is it worth talking about?
I don't know, man. I question my role in the universe a lot.
If you have to ask, the answer is no.
Okay, yeah, I really don't think it is worth talking about. To be honest.
All right, okay. Yeah.
What listeners, else?
Help.
Please send help.
There's two things. We need money and content.
Okay. Do you think content? What do you think? Let's try to diagnose what happened. Where did things go wrong? Was it because Zencaster didn't work? Is that what launched us into the vortex today? Or what was it? Was it a combination of things?
I've been feeling like I've been in the vortex a lot recently. So I think this is just kind of living the day. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I think this is great. I don't know. I like that. At the end of the episode, let's take a look back at
where it all went wrong. Each episode, we talk about what went wrong during the episode.
I'm going to say Zencaster not working for me, even though nothing changed on my end and it all changed on their end, was a bit of a throw off. The fact that we might have to be using Zoom from now on, bit of a throw off. I don't know. We'll see. Did you like that?
Yeah.
Did you like that one?
Yeah, that was great.
That's all I got. All right.
That's great.
take us out, please. Just take all us right. out. Take us out.
Guys, please give us this one. Please give us this one. And until next week, please keep two hands on the wheel.
Yep. Ah, squaw.
Go fuck yourself and give me my motherfucking money.